session number 20384, Reel 4.
Session number 448, Mr. Kenneth Chia joining Reel 4.
In spite of the black market, still we certain things we cannot get, we cannot buy.
For example?
For example, provisions and extra rice which we wanted, we still cannot get in the black market.
What kind of provisions were lacking?
Well, any type of provisions. Any type of provisions.
Did these shortages start right at the beginning, or was it only at the later?
No, actually, it's not a shortage. It is that they're going to keep on increasing the price, and which we find it not worthwhile it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get for the price they wanted, they say there's no stock. So in other words, we say it's difficult to get.
Can you give some examples of this kind of cases?
Just like sardines, milk, and these Chinese salted vegetables, salted eggs, all this.
Do you remember the center that you went to register yourself?
Actually, I can't remember. Actually, that's many years back already. Mm-hmm. Many years back.
Do you remember when you reached that center, who were the people who were registering all of you?
The civilians.
Local people,
Singapore people, civilians.
Do you know who they were?
No, we don't know that.
Could you describe to us the procedures that you went through to register
yourself? Well, you have to line up. Then they will ask you how many person in the family. Then we tell them how many person. So they issue the card with how many person. Then they write down the main item is rice. You'll be getting so many gantangs per month. The rice is the main item. And bread. Bread also. These are the two items.
How did the card look like?
The card is some sort of a form of a booklet, you know. Some sort of form of a booklet. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I've got a booklet which is similar to that rationing booklet. I think I've got one booklet, you know. That is the working daily paid booklet. I think I've got it. If you want, I try to find out and show it to you. And you want my ARP badge, I can show it to you also. I bring on my next visit.
What was written on the card?
In Chinese characters.
Your name?
My name is there.
What else? Do you know what else was being written on the card? What other particulars did they record?
Well, I find out the book and that, you see. It's some sort like that. It's similar to that.
When you went to register, did you report for yourself and your family members?
They ask you how many people in the family. They will ask you.
At that time, your family was staying in Upper Serangoon.
That's right.
Did you have to record down their names at the center as well?
Yes. No, you don't have to record. You just tell them how many persons in the family, that's all. Then they will write, you are entitled to so many gantangs of rice per month.
Do you remember the quantity?
Well, they give in ration is definitely not enough for the family. I think we are only given the about About 20 gantams, you know. So,
per month.
What? Per month.
Per person.
Mm, per purpose. Per month for the whole family, 20 gantams.
Per month for the whole family. Mm. What? Who were you collecting your rations for?
From the shop. Registered shop.
Which shop was that?
It's a Chinese shop.
Do you remember where was it?
It's along Upper Serangoon Road. We can buy from anywhere with the card.
So you collected the rations for your own family members?
That's right, that's right.
What about your manager's family?
They have to do it themselves.
Do you remember whether how was the food situation like? Especially between the early and the later period of the occupation.
The early period food problem is really very difficult. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. You can hardly get hawkers. Because why? Hawkers doesn't dare to do business because these soldiers will come and eat and will not pay. They don't pay you the money, it's never mind. They even come and harm you.
What about later on?
Later on, when things more or less come to normal, yes. Then these higher rank officers take a very stern view on these soldiers. See that they don't take too much advantage on the civilian people and the hoggers. Then from there, things have come to normal.
So were basic necessities like food easily?
It's a problem. It's a problem. It's a real problem.
In what sense was it a problem?
Because majority of people hardly can afford because of the black market.
What about things like vegetables, fish and pork?
Still very expensive. Still very expensive.
What about the later part of the occupation towards the end? How was the situation like then?
Later part, suddenly people seem to have a lot of money. They can buy whatever they want.
What about others?
Later part, practically everybody is rich, you know. I don't know how they can become rich suddenly. Later part. They can't afford.
What about supply of these things?
Still people will pay for the black market. They can't afford to buy. They can't afford.
Were there any shortages in supply?
No. No.
Even of basic food?
Yes.
Like rice and
yes.
Vegetables? There was no shortage?
No more shortage.
What did you normally have for your three meals?
Well, rice, veggie, meat. Normally we have that.
You and your family members?
Yes.
Did you eat at your own home?
Yes.
Did you have enough quantity?
Yes, we buy from black market. We can afford to get from black market.
What did you normally buy from the black market?
Rice. Then some provisions.
Did your diet change very much during the occupation period compared to the pre-war period?
Not very much. Not very much.
How many people were there in your family?
What, 10? 10 persons.
Including your parents?
Yes.
So there was sufficient food for everyone of
sufficient.
Them?
Sufficient.
How many of your family members were working?
At that time, 3.
What about the rest?
The rest, no.
Were they schooling or doing any other thing?
No, nothing. Because, to be frank, I've got a strong earning power. Even I do part-time brokerage.
What about the other two? What were they doing?
Well, they're working as ordinary clerks.
In private companies?
Private companies.
Was there any kind of entertainment and recreation going on during that time?
Yes, at the later stage, yes.
What kind of activities were going on?
Well, we have got football, got swimming, more or less coming to a stable stage already. More or less coming to a stable stage. Schools going on very nicely.
Did you go for any recreation or entertainment, like film shows?
No, I never like to go to a show, even till today. No, I like to view TV. Only I pick up very good program then I view, not otherwise.
Were you involved in any other activities?
Well, I'm mostly involved in my work.
What about your brothers and sister? Why didn't they go to school?
By that time, we all finished our education.
So why didn't they look for jobs?
Well, they don't feel like working with the Japanese, that's all. I don't know why. They don't feel like working with them.
Did your family grow any food in your own
house? No, we don't grow any.
Were there any substitutes that you take for your together with your normal food?
No, we take normal food. We don't take any substitute.
Things like tapioca or all this?
That's once a while. Because we can afford to buy food.
When you said that you bought from the black market, how would that be?
Well, it's usually from what you get from a ration price, 3 times the amount sometimes.
Would you be the one to buy, or would your parents be the one to buy from the?
Well, I'm the one to buy.
What were your parents doing during
well,
that time?
Well, my father is a retired man. He's a retired man.
So both of them were staying at home?
Yeah.
During this time, when the Japanese were in Singapore, how did they communicate with the local people?
Well, those who can speak English, they communicate. Those who can't speak English, they simply just like a dumb sign. By signs.
And besides personal contacts, were there any radio or newspaper going?
No. We have got the newspaper, they call it the Shonan Times, that's all. And there's not very much news in it.
And did you read them?
Yeah.
What kind of news did they normally
have? Well, mostly on the Japanese. They're talking about themselves. Not very much about local news. They don't give up very much on local news.
Did they have any kind of propaganda going on? Like trying to spread their culture, their language?
No, no. One thing, no.
Or do you remember whether they have things like celebrating their Japanese occasions, festivals?
No. No, they don't do that.
Do you remember whether during this time there were any kind of celebrations going on? Public holidays, religious activities?
Public holidays, yes. Public holidays, yes.
What kind of public holidays were observed then?
Well, of course, their New Year, Christmas, Good Friday, all this, Labor Day, all this.
Any Japanese holidays?
Yes, yes.
Such as?
Their holidays, whatever they have got in Japan, you see, it's introduced here.
For those holidays, for the Japanese festivals, were there any kind of celebrations by the local people?
No.
Were the local people allowed to carry on their own religious activities
and yes.
celebrations?
Yes. That is allowed.
How would people normally celebrate those festivals? Were they different from the pre-war times?
Definitely different, because certain things you cannot get. Certain things you cannot get. And certain things you can get is very expensive. So people try to cut costs. Only is a customary thing that they have to do, they do it.
Do you remember whether there was any kind of compulsory labor or night patrolling for the Japanese?
No, I don't think so.
What were your general observations of the context between the Japanese people and the local people during these 3.5 years under them?
Well, the first 2 years was not pleasant. The first 2 years were not pleasant. Thereafter, yes. Things become very normal.
Could you tell us,
they
describe for us the differences?
Friendly with you. Mm. They are friendly to you.
Can you give us some examples of comparisons?
Well, sometimes if you've got any party or whatever you have got, you know them, you invite them, they'll come to you. Then whatever party they got, they invite you. You come along. Things come normal and friendly at a later stage.
Did you ever invite any Japanese?
Yes, I do.
For what occasions?
Well, only sometimes when among friends. See, he has got his friends, I've got my friends, so we invite them, have a group, have a gathering, have a get-together, come to know each other well.
Who were these Japanese that you know?
Some of them are businessmen, some of them are civil servants, and some of them are construction people.
Any military people?
One or two Kempeitai people.
How did you get to know them?
Because I've been working in the Kempeitai before, on the construction site.
When you invited them over, how did they treat?
Oh, they are very
how
friendly.
How do they relate to the people?
They are very friendly. They speak English. They speak English. They are very friendly. They are very friendly. They will sometimes say, in the beginning, things are not so good. Well, they also know it, and they feel very sorry because it's a war. So things happen. Sometimes happen to be like that. They realize.
What were your impressions of this sort of Japanese, especially after your impressions of those soldiers who came in?
Well, at a later stage, we come to know more educated Japanese people, and they are more sensible in things. And even though they admit that it's very bad and it's very wrong that things have gone that way. And they feel sorry themselves also.
Generally, how did you find life during the occupation period?
That's what I tell you. After the 2 years, things became very nice. You can move everywhere freely without any fear. Because if any Japanese soldier try to be funny with you, you can make a report. And they take action.
Report to who?
report to the officer. And at that time, we already come to know quite a lot of Japanese friends. Well, we just approach them. They would simply tell us where to go.
Normally, where would a person go to report?
To the army headquarters.
Where was that?
Well, it's last time, Orchard Road YMCA, Oxy Road, the cockpit hotel. Normally YMCA.
Anybody could go in and make a report?
Yes, you can.
Do you know of any people or incidents where people went to report on the Japanese?
Yes, yes. Yes, they do.
Could you give us some examples?
Well, just like you're treating a hawker. Well, go to shops and take things you're paying. These are the normal things which they do, you know.
Did you know of people who went in to report?
Well, I hear say that some of these business shop people, they go and make a report, taking things or paying money and just walk away.
Did you find out what happened to those people who went to make a report?
Oh, once they are caught, they will be punished.
The Japanese soldier will
be punished? Yeah, they will be punished.
In what ways?
I don't know in what way they will be punished, but they will be punished.
Did you hear whether this Japanese retaliate against those who make a report on them?
No, they dare not. They dare not.